Welcome, Michael. How are you?
Very good, Ellie. Thank you for the opportunity today.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. So what is it about what you do that gives you such a sense of peace?
I really love witnessing people discover their own truth. I think there's no bigger game than someone really starts to get how amazing they are and that light starts to switch on.
Tell us a little bit about what your truth is.
I think my truth is to be as open and accessible, to be as accepting and loving of myself as I can be, so that I get to be an example of what that is, and I'm never looking to the external world to fill me. Anytime I'm in a relationship, whether it's with you, whether it's with my spouse, whether it's with a friend, anytime I find myself thinking that they were supposed to bring me something, I don't know, maybe it was respect or affection or whatever, I always know that that's my prescription to be that for myself first. That's what makes it so amazing in my coaching, because when people start to understand that and live that, they're not waiting for somebody else to say, okay, let's live your life. And when the internal perception shifts, how they view the world and experience life shifts tremendously.
So what I'm hearing you say is really detach yourself from any type of expectation you may have from other people. How does that relate to expectations towards setting goals and achieving, accomplishing?
I was a hairdresser for 20 years, and I had a large clientele. And so when I started this, I really thought that my clients were going to shift over to life coaching, and not one did. So you could say, was my intention to have a full book? Yes. Was my intention to have a waiting list? Yes. Is that beginning to happen? Yes. But that wasn't my goal. My goal was to stay present and open to receive. Because if I'm blocked and I'm not paying attention to any of my feelings of jealousy or any of my feelings of despair, or any of my feelings of sadness or anger, any of my feelings, period, what ends up happening is I'm locked in resistance. So when things start to come in, I'm not open to receive them. So for me, in setting the intention, the goal was already realized in my internal eye and on the level of feeling. And because I knew it at my core, I was allowed to sit still and meditate, pray, hike, things that allow me to be consciously connected to something greater than me, to allow myself to open, to actually bring it to me. I knew I was being called to something greater, and that my only job was to clear away whatever was happening and whatever was blocking me so that I could be open, living in a state of allowance to receive it.
How do you allow yourself to be in the present moment regardless of the fears?
I absolutely open my arms up and embrace the fear. Just as I would embrace the feeling of happiness, I embrace the feeling of sadness. Just like I would embrace the feeling of compassion, I would embrace the feeling of emptiness or desperation. I open myself up to all of it. So there aren't any right feelings and wrong feelings and positive feelings and negative feelings and good feelings and bad feelings. There's just all of them. So when I open myself up to all that is, including the fear, what ends up happening is it flows through me, and in the flowing through me, I'm open and available again to have the clarity to receive that guidance flowing through me as to how I next need to proceed in my life. I embrace all fear to the best of my abilities.
Is there a difference between producing results and creating results?
For me, it is, because creation comes from the inside out. I think for me, producing would be fixated on an external result defining me. Once we start really getting underneath everything and you realize that you have everything that you need and it's inside of you, not outside of you, you tap into that internal reservoir of knowledge and wisdom and insight, and you realize that you need nothing more than you have right now. But you have to have a level of trust and faith of knowing that everything that's happening is happening for you, and that everything's happening is guiding you to your greater good for the evolution of your soul. And a lot of people in this world think that they're addicted to drugs or they're addicted to food. I don't really get that. I think that what most people in the world are addicted to is power. And I think that they're always trying to control how they feel and how other people feel towards them. I think they're always trying to control how they're being viewed and how people see them. And underneath that is the addiction to perfectionism. And when they're trying to live by such restraint and such restriction, that fear is so huge, the only with that is fall short. And that's when I think they start to reach for the relief in the drinking or the drugs or the sex or the shopping or the approval or the praise or the Facebooking or whatever it is. When I really got I'm always doing my best, when I really got that, things started to shift around because I became more present. I was no longer trying to run from any of those feelings from my past or trying to get to some euphoria or nirvana in the future. That's when I opened myself up for life to begin to come to me. Most people live by these false identities. They think that they have certain jobs in their world. So their false identities come in the form of, you know, being the troublemaker, the perfectionist, the performer, the helper. There are so many different false identities that people identify themselves around. And once they do that, they've lost touch with who they really are. That love, that light, that joy, that beauty, that divinity, that luminosity. And once they lose touch with that inner stillness, they lose the touch with themselves. And then once they lose touch with themselves, they lose themselves in the world. And what most people are doing, Ellie, is trying to find themselves in the external world. And that's why they feel lost and confused. They're trying to find themselves through what they do, through what they have, through the opinions of others. All those disempowering beliefs that are spawned from those false identities carry with them a myriad of feelings, from despair to desperation to loneliness to emptiness to anger to rage. As these false identities spawn these disempowering beliefs, which spawn these feelings, fear-based, that people don't want to be with, it's my job to say, hey, let's start welcoming these feelings. Let's see what these feelings lead to, which thoughts that you're believing are true. Because the only true thought is, you are love and light. That's it. So those feelings, the regret, the remorse, the resentment, that are spawned from those disempowering beliefs, you know, I should have tried harder, I should have done more, I should have seen it coming. Well, of course there's going to be disappointment underneath that. Of course there's going to be resentment at yourself and other people towards that. But what people don't understand, which is the biggest game, Ellie, is those feelings are guiding them to their greater good. If someone could open themselves up to the feeling of shame, where might that be guiding them, carrying them, teaching them, taking them? More emancipation, more wholeness, more liberation, guilt. Where might that be taking somebody if they didn't, if they could embrace and welcome and say yes to that guilt, the feeling of guilt?
Mm-hmm.
Oneness with themselves and the world. If God made me, Ellie, and you, then he made the feelings. Those feelings are guiding us, carrying us, teaching us, taking us to higher ground. That's why they're so important to listen to. Not to dismiss and invalidate. I always felt like I was so afraid of disappointing you and disappointing other people because I thought I was a disappointment, that I would always pay for you or buy your stuff or take you to the movies. But I was using myself and then using you to fill a void in me. And my false identity was, you know, I have to be the over-generous, over-kind, over-accessible one. I have to make myself indispensable so you can't ever leave me or see what's happening inside. And then, of course, I had all those disempowering beliefs of, you know, this is unfair, and how come nobody's ever there for me, and why does it never work out for me, and why do things happen to bad people, and I'm a good person, which spawned all those feelings of disappointment, rage, anger, resentment, all of those. And as I've addressed and welcomed all those, I've seen where they've all guided me, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
And with that, I appreciate you, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you too, Ellie.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.